How Your Heart Beats When You Run for Cover by Krishna's Mercy. Kathitamipit, koyam sambhramova upagat, kim phalam kasya voddesh, ken va sadhyatemak. Quote, My dear father, I am very respectfully and humbly inquiring. What is this arrangement? Why you are busy in making some sacrificial ceremony? What is the reason and what is the result? For whose benefit is it and by what means will it be accomplished? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.24.3.
Is it me or is there something sadistic about the events surrounding the first Govardhan Puja? This is in reference to the annual tradition held both in the original location, Govardhan Hill, and replicated around the world by devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Everything began with some innocent questions, from an innocent child, towards the most loving father, in a manner not conveying envy, hatred, disdain, or bewilderment. Krishna asked in the manner that children are known to inquire. As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, the easiest way to teach children is by example. They are known to imitate the adults. Therefore, if the mother and father are prone to worshipping, towards prioritizing spiritual life amidst the hustle and bustle of daily affairs, that example will leave an impression with the child. The same child may not necessarily follow during adulthood. They have free will, after all. No one can force them into a loving relationship with the person who is wishing well to all beings, large and small, young and old, within the earthly realm and also happily situated in the heavenly planets. Nevertheless, they will have something to fall back upon, should they ever question the meaning to an existence. They will recall the inclination of the parents, who are like the first gurus. In Krishna's case, rather than simply go along, there was inquiry. Perhaps Nanda Maharaj could explain the reasoning behind the preparations for the Indra Yajna. Maybe he could give an appropriate response to the question of Kim Phalam. It was that response Krishna was anticipating. The same phalam, fruit or reward, could be achieved by worshipping the nearby Govardhan Hill. This was the rationalization from the son of Nanda. Thus, a new tradition began. It is a famous incident from history, more so because of the aftermath of that inaugural puja. Indra, the king of heaven, was so outraged by what he considered betrayal that he decided to avenge the insult. He sent devastating rain towards the area of Govardhan. Imagine watching from above as people scramble for their lives. They are in the height of desperation. They do not know what to do. There is this quick onset of terror, a flash flood of emotions, so to speak. How could Indra take pleasure in that? What kind of sick person follows through with such maliciousness? The targets had not harmed Indra in any way. Why should innocent people get caught up in the rivalry with a small child of bluish complexion?
We can try to rationalize. We can try to square the conflicting emotions. We can try to place ourselves in the same situation. While it may be difficult to imagine having such a level of envy, the explanation is already provided. We do not need to speculate. The same Sri Krishna, many years later as an adult, explained how the lack of fulfillment in desire can lead to anger and wrath. Indriyani manobuddhirasyadhishthanam uchyate etarvi mohayatyesh gyanamavritya dehinam. Quote, the senses, the mind, and the intelligence are the sitting places of this lust, which veils the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 3:40. Krodh is always the same. The exact condition of the targets is not really a factor. If I am in a rage over an insult, over lust denied, then any person can turn into a potential victim. It is not difficult to conceive, as people make mistakes along these lines all the time. We celebrate and honor that first Govardhan Puja because of the result. Yes, the people had to scramble. They might have been frantic in their movements. They might have felt terror in the prospect of being washed away by a rapidly increasing flood. They might have even questioned their decision to take the chance in following Krishna and his recommendation. Just as someone from above might be taking pleasure in the potential for destruction, so that same person was devastated when seeing a small child thwart the disaster. Krishna lifted up the worshipped hill. It was both a physical object and symbolic of the protection of the divine extended towards his devotees. The people of Gokul Vrindavan took shelter underneath the lifted hill, and so both the phalam and the potential for future devotion were preserved.
In closing,
as rapidly rising flood to discover, underneath hill running for cover, disaster of epic proportion facing, by Indra intentionally placing, who seeing the terror and fright of revenge intensity height, but Krishna with hill proceeding, as umbrella for danger receding.